W5MFC.
W5MFC, W4DJW. You just caught me. I was about to walk downstairs and fix lunch.
You don't need to eat as much.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm maintaining status quo. I guess that's good.
Yeah, on the dongles for the SDR, I'm running the Yaesu 1000 Mark V field, and I want to do the waterfall. What is your best suggestion?
The Mark V? What is the Mark V? What is that?
Yaesu.
Say that again.
Yaesu HF radio.
And you just want to be able to see a waterfall on your computer screen?
Roger, roger.
So there is a tool that people use for that. Bill, I don't know if you remember Bill in 4IQ set Tom up with one of those. I forget how they did that. I'll have to research. I do that all the time, but I got PowerSDR running on the desktop like we had, like you had when you had the Flex 5000. I haven't done that. The Genesis, no, because it's running the same thing. I'm going to have to research that one because I know plenty of people have done that, but I've never had to do that myself.
I probably need to get a transmit switch to do it. I've got the Yaesu 991 Alpha, which has the waterfall built in, and I could probably put that on the screen, but I don't want two radios running in the same room at the same time.
Right, that's correct.
Chat Hightower.
Got an incoming call. Let me ping you back when I get done. W4DJW.
Hey.
CRG that was just transmitting. This is KQ4AKE.
4CRG, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Romeo Golf. Sir Robert in Spartanburg.
This is Wayne in Simpsonville, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha, Kilo Echo. I was just trying to see if I can get in touch with a guy that I had talked to a couple of months ago here in Simpsonville.
CA Richard. Yes, sir. Yeah, we know that, Richard. We talk to him time to time.
I was really just calling him to see how this radio was getting out, and I tried talking to somebody on a couple of repeaters last night, and there was a tremendous amount of static, apparently, on the receiving end and on when he was receiving and when I was receiving, so I wasn't sure if it was something in my radio system or what it was.
Loud and clear. Sounded really good down here in Spartanburg.
Well, I appreciate that. You're loud and clear, too. No static whatsoever. So we were trying to talk on the Paris Mountain repeater. I think it was 146820, maybe. And we used to talk on that a lot, and the last few times we've tried it, there's been a tremendous amount of static on it. And it may be the guy who I was talking to, maybe with his radio equipment, because he was talking on a handheld. So we were just trying to figure out what was going on with that.
No doubt it was your radio. You sound too good there, rascal. What kind of radio are you talking on there?
The Yaesu FT991A that I'm talking on right now.
One of them nice stores there one day. Right now we're just talking on any tone, 25 watts in my truck. Yeah, we're going to have to get a Yaesu. We heard a lot of good things about them.
Impressed with it. Of course, I've only used about 3% of what the radio will do, and to be honest with you, a whole lot of it I don't really even understand yet. So I figure I won't get bored with it at any rate, but it has a lot more capabilities than I do right now, that's for sure. This is KQ4AKE.
For that, you done got your general license?
Took the test, the first two tests there for, I guess as technician in general, the first two, and managed to pass both of them on the first sitting there. So It was a lot of studying online. I won't claim to understand all the stuff that I answered questions on, but me and a buddy of mine went and did that at the same time, probably about 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, we're studying very general right now. Yeah, there's a little bit of information to soak up right there. It ain't too bad, I guess. But, yeah, that's definitely what we're going to get next. And then we'll look at getting a better radio. No doubt. We'll get a good base station.
I started out with, just a handy talkie and built a couple of antennas and was actually able to talk to some folks using a handheld and a Yagi antenna that I built. You've probably seen the tape measure Yagi online there on YouTube, and built one of those, and it worked amazingly well, and built a couple of other antennas and playing around, and finally bought this base station radio, and it's a whole lot easier talking on it than the handheld, that's for sure.
Digital?
For AKE, I have not done anything with digital yet.
Yeah, we got 878 plus is with a hot spot and all that in Bridgecom. Went by to Richards, wanted to help me get a program set up and everything, talk on it, but yeah, we've been getting on that little good bit, that NECA link. Very interested there.
Only thing I've done other than talking on VHF and listening on HF is I did manage to get JSA call working and haven't made contact with anybody over yet because I don't have a good enough antenna, but I've managed to decode a bunch of messages and kind of listen in on that. But yeah, that's about all I've done so far. Was there somebody who wanted to make a comment trying to break?
KE, KD2VNG. I tried recently that repeater on Paris Mountain, 4682, I think, and that's there in disuse, which is really kind of too bad, because if I recall correctly, that's the one that had the phone patch. You know, type in some DTMF sequence, and I don't know, you get a dial tone or something, and then, you know, type in the... Back in the day when not a lot of people had mobile phones, and it's even still useful, because there's a lot of places where mobile phone service doesn't really reach. You know, I remember hiking in those mountains one time, and there was no mobile phone service. But, yeah, also the other thing I was going to say is, that's probably what I did as far as ham licenses, is I never had a technician license. But that's what I tell people to do, is study the general questions, because there's not that much of an escalation in difficulty between technician and general. The major escalation is between general and extra. You know, that's where the questions get quite a bit harder. But yeah, you know, for the same $15, you can sit for all three exams. So, just as my advice to new hams is save yourself a little time and money.
What we decided to do was just go ahead and study for the first two and see how we did. And, I just studied on I think the name of the website was Ham Test Online, maybe. And they've got all the questions and answers. And, you know, even if you don't understand any of it, if you go over it and over and over it enough, you recognize the answers that go with the questions, and it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do. But, a lot of the questions, I've got an electrical engineering background, so like half of the questions I just could figure out with no problem, and a lot of the rules and things like that and things that were unique to radio, just studying the questions and answers was enough to, you know, to pass the test fairly easily. So a lot of it I need to go back and really understand it and everything. But it was really interesting learning all that and going through all that. It's been kind of fun doing it.
Jump out here anyway.
quick, let you know, I heard you talking about the A2 machine there on Paris Mountain, just let you know that it is completely functional. It's just that people don't use it quite as much because it has a smaller coverage area than the one on Caesar's Head.
I didn't know it was intermittently working and not working. Try it on low power, try it on high power. It's, oh, so it's just the less it's in where it's located or the antenna height or the transmitter or receiver or whatever it is. It just doesn't have the coverage.
Correct. It's actually located on Paris Mountain, so closer to downtown Greenville. The 6-1 machine is on Caesar's Head on about a 450-foot tower on top of the mountain, so it has pretty much the whole upstate is coverage. It's just by the nature of the height of the machine.
KW, this is KQ4AKE. On the Paris Mountain repeater, I used to talk with a buddy of mine on that all the time, and it worked fine, and it was always nice and clear, and we had no problems at all. But over the last, I guess, couple of months, when we get on there, it starts out where it's pretty clear, and then it gets more and more static, and then it's just solid static when we're trying to talk. And that's what happened 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it happened again last night. Do you know anything what might be causing that?
And off, we were talking about that repeater a little bit at the meeting this week, and nobody had mentioned there was any problems with it, but if you had that experience, I can definitely bring that to someone's attention and just see if there's anything going on. Just keep an eye on it. As far as I know, it was working correctly.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the repeater. It may very well be that the guy I was talking to is kind of using minimal equipment, and it may be on his end, but when he was transmitting, it was all full of static when I was listening and vice versa, so it was kind of both directions, so I'm not sure. Is anybody by chance able to switch over to that and try talking on it now and see if there's static on it or not?
I'll switch over to it right now if you want to go over there and try to talk a little bit. I'll be in the car for another minute or two. I'll move over to that frequency now. W4CTW, clear.
For AKE, we're switching over to 146820. We're clear.
CLX Mobile, monitoring.
VAG. Well, as a test, that sucked.
VAG, are you talking about us talking on Paris Mountain repeater? This is KQ4AKE.
KD2VNG. Yeah, I had the radio at the 40 or 50 watt setting. You know, then again, maybe not. It's sometimes you and the other station were perfectly clear, and then sometimes it was all static and intermittently dropping out, so it's hard to say what's going on. The antenna or the feed line could be blowing in the wind. Is it a windy area?
And if that Paris Mountain repeater is kind of up on the top of the peak of Paris Mountain, or close to the peak, I guess, not on the peak, but close to the peak, so it may be a little bit windy. It almost seems like, though, like I mentioned, that the longer it transmits, the worse the static gets. I guess you were listening when we switched over, is that correct? Were my transmissions cutting in and out also?
I switched over at about the same time you both did, and for a while you were both fine, and then it started with the static and the signal cutting in and out. And yeah, that could be the transmitter on the repeater. You know, when it transmits for more than a certain amount of time, it overheats and something happens. I've seen that before as well.
This is KQ4AKE.
To step out of the car, I just wanted to let you know, I was hearing your transmissions just fine the whole time on the other Paris Mountain repeater. I think the issue, a lot of it, and it could be something with the repeater. Well, I'll see if I can talk to somebody if they're going to look into it, but it could just be I'm obstructed where I'm at, and I was driving around moving, so it was on and off.
For CTW, I appreciate that. Could you give me your name one more time? I did not catch it before. This is KQ4AKE, and name is Wayne.
This is Tyler here. Good to talk to you today. Uh, I'll I don't know if I'll be back on later or not, but I'll keep an eye out for you in the future, and I'll say 7-3 with you for now. I'll say W4CTW clear.
Okay, Tyler, thank you very much. You have a good day. KQ4AKE, we're standing by.
Yeah, all right. I got a walk down the block to my neighbor's. He's got a project going on I want to help him with, so I guess I'm out of here for now. But, yeah, you know, I'll come back here periodically and keep testing this repeater. And as I said, you know, it's a resource you don't want to let go to waste, because I see all these other repeaters in this area that are closer to me, and they seem to have little activity. Or maybe it's just certain part times of the day, like very early or very late. Anyway, I'll let you go. KD2VAG, I'll be clear.
KD2VAG, and before you drop off, I did not catch your name either, sir. This is Wayne, KQ4AKE.
Glenn, Gulf Lima Echo November.
Good day, KQ4AKE. We're monitoring the frequency.